Today I want to talk to you about grace access. Grace access. We are talking about this month full about the access which you get through grace. Last 2 weeks I spoke on grace of the Lord, how grace impacts. I want to tell you, the worldly people can give you salary and money, but only God can give you grace. There is something which can come only from the Lord Jesus, and that's the grace of God. You know, in the Old Testament times, the King Solomon asked the Lord for what? Wisdom. And because he asked wisdom, God said, because you're asking for this, I'm giving it all along with that. In the same way, in the New Testament times, you need to ask God for grace. Because everything, everybody say, everything pertaining to my life, everything concerning my eternity, everything concerning my present life, my past, my present, my future is contained in grace. Amen. Hallelujah. So today I want to, like how you have your ID cards to your office, unless you, that swipe style, what do you call, turnstile. You swipe the card and then this thing turns and then you get inside, you get access to your company in your, some people, how many of you are working in, ODCs where only, not other employer also cannot come, only you can come. One day Wilson was showing me a picture in which he went to a high lab, chip lab, where they have to be very careful in entering there. No sweat also should come there. Then I thought, okay, most high priest should not have sweat. That pattern should happen in chip designing. So with the badge, with the identity card, you access the things. Now, grace is something which we have a wrong notion. The wrong notion in the sense, that is one idea of grace, like how I told in the Tamil service. Grace is not that pass mark which you get. 40 marks is pass mark, you get 38, and what? The invigilator thinks, okay, only 2 marks lost, so put 2 marks somewhere and make him pass. So that is grace mark which we say. But the Lord's grace is not that. What God's grace does into your life, you are a 38 fellow. What is that? You are a 38 mark fellow. But God's grace gives you the excellence to score 100 out of 100. That's grace. So the misappropriation of grace is not the right thing to do. Appropriation of grace will allow you to excel in life. Amen? Amen. Appropriation of grace will allow you to excel in life and in the life to come. So the grace of God is very important. Now for us to start it all, let's come to 2 Corinthians. That's where we stopped last week. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. We will read it together. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. My grace, and he said unto me, and he said unto me. Who said unto whom? Who said unto whom? And he said unto whom? And he said unto me. Who? God said unto Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weaknesses. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse 10, therefore I take pleasure in going in my Mercedes-Benz. Does it say that? Therefore, I take pleasure in sleeping in my Pep's bed. More than yesterday, I heard that I thought iPhone was the best phone. What was the best phone? Virtu. How many of you have heard that phone? Virtu. You got lot of knowledge, brother. Yesterday only I knew about it. So Virtu is the biggest phone. You go and search it. What's it all about? I think so. Ambani is giving us Jio. He is doing Virtu probably. We do not know. Now, I take pleasure in my big house and thousands of servants. Does it say that? No. Now, what does Paul take pleasure in? That means like I like it. Man, it's just finger licking good in Filson's words. You are this young generation. Catch. I'm trying to catch up. Though we are just, age difference is just little, we have to catch up with you, or you will not catch up with me. So what Paul is trying to say in that phrase is, it's just finger licking good, not KFC. What is it? Infirmities, in reproach, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake. How many things are there? Pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, necessities means wants. You want something, you are not getting that. You know, you like to be in want. That's what it says. You like to be in. But isn't our idea the different thing? You come to the church so that all your wants will be met, so that your sicknesses would be healed, so that there will be no reproach. Isn't that the idea of coming to the church for many of us? Unless we show attendance to the Lord, he will feel so angry and say, hello, he is the center of unbroken praise. You better show up for your sake. Amen. So in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. I have often understood this. In the time of ministry, especially conducting these 3-4 services week after week, sometimes it drains us. But that is nothing compared to this want. But sometimes I get that holy satisfaction. You know what is that holy satisfaction? After I minister, after I know that I preached good, and make sure that it enters Samiksha's heart, I'm like, you know. But I know if it doesn't enter your heart, check. I know when it doesn't enter your heart, because it bounces back. You know what I'm telling? If you are not attentive, this is like a ball bouncing. I throw it, you suddenly throw it back. That's how I experience. So with all my energy, I preach. Pray. Let it enter. And then Philson says, hallelujah. I understand, hey, something has entered there. And after that, I don't need a biryani too. I just say, Lord, thank you. For when I am weak, I am strong. So with that strength, I can lead an evening crusade also. That's how it is. So taking pleasure in infirmities. Why? Because God's grace is sufficient for us. So there is this completely different teaching running around. Prosperity will come. I see that man giving you 10,000 rupees. He's giving 50,000 rupees. Church has become business realm, which is not the way it is. Of course, we are happy that the Lord is keeping us fine and happy and contented. But the utmost joy which should come in your life is, for Christ's sake, I am in want. For Christ's sake, I am in reproach. For Christ's sake, I am in necessity. For Christ's sake, I am being persecuted. For Christ's sake. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. That's how we should be. But somehow in the worldly scheme of things, we think everything will be rosy. Some people think they have the magic wand. They come and say, from now on you are not going to have sorrow, which is wrong. Of course, that time God will heal. God heals. God touches people. His touch is there. As this word is being preached, if you are having some sickness, he may heal. He can heal. He will heal. That doesn't mean that you will not have a sickness tomorrow. But that doesn't mean that we should not allow God to show his power. Both these things should happen. But what our mentality should be, for Christ's sake, reproach, so that his power will rest upon me. See, Christ is longing so that you would empty everything, so that he might fill you with his abundance. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm telling? So, my grace is made only in the number one way in which you can get this grace is in your weakness. So, grace access. Number one, weakness. Weakness. When you're weak, he sends you his grace and you become strong. Hallelujah. So, next time, what you should understand is, when you have that bank account, wow, it is filled with 1 lakh rupees. Wow, that's a good sight, huh? 1 lakh or 1 crore, whatever it is. Aha, what a fellowship, what a joy divine. Now, with that, what do? You build a small church somewhere in the village. You can do that. You can send help to somebody who needs that. That is grace. So we are willingly allowing ourselves to be gone into the other extreme so that God would use us. Somehow the Lord should use us. And most of the times, more than healthy, smart people, God uses the sick and afflicted and the weak ones. Write it down. More often than the healthy and smart, God uses the sick and the afflicted and the pressurized ones. Hallelujah! Amen! All of you are super smart, or you should say, Lord, I'm thankful for this situation in my life that your grace will rest upon me. I'm thankful that when I am weak, I am strong. Because only when we are weak, we will seek him. How many of you know that? If we have so much in abundance, we will not think. We will be like... And then not even have a concern about anybody. But sometimes when we are sucked of our energy, of our strength, that's the time when God deals with us. Amen. So number one, the weaknesses in your life gives you access to God's grace. So rejoice in your weakness. When I am weak, I am strong. Hallelujah. Second, hallelujah. By faith, you have access to this grace. Last week I spoke to you from Romans 5 and verse 2. Let's once again come to that. You can write down. In our church, we flip the scriptures. Okay, we flip the scriptures. Everybody say, flip the scriptures. Flip the scriptures. If you have a Bible, you will use it very thoroughly if you are in shelter house. Not the scrolling thing. See friends, in the end of our life also we are going to scroll. So the flipping is good. You understand? This flipping is better than... somehow because of the lifestyles we are habituated to, to scroll. But now if you read Romans 5 and verse 2, it says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace where we stand. Hallelujah. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. See friends, your story is the glory of God. Your story is the glory of God. Hallelujah. Your story should have the glory of God in it. Hallelujah. Your story should have the glory of God in it. What is the glory of God part in your story? What is the glory of God part in your story? Think about it. Your story should have the glory of God. When Lazarus was dead, Mary and Martha, both of them are different people. Okay, see, no two ladies. That's a phenomenon. Now, even their sisters probably. Mary and Martha, they were both in different lines altogether. But first time they were together in one thing. They came and told Jesus, while Lazarus was dead, Lord, if you were here, my brother would not have died. Both of them united there. If you were here, my brother would not have died. And then Jesus said one thing. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. What did Jesus mean? See, I am the resurrection and the life. I can do things now. I can do things now. I can do things now. And suddenly there became a theological revelation for Martha. Very seldom she gets that. She said, Lord, in the coming age, I know Lazarus will rise. Keep your theology in your box. Of course, we should go into theology things, but God is not contained by theology. He is the all-powerful God. How we sang today, He is not dependent on any man. He is not dependent on any human. For He is God and He is still on the throne today. If you believe in your story, you will see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to say, Lord, let your glory be my story. Hallelujah. Let the glory of God be my story. When I go to my office, let
Let your glory be my story. Let there be something different. Hallelujah. When I do things, let there be something different because you are with me. Hallelujah. When I go through losses, when I go through tough situations, help me to understand that you are the resurrection. You are that whom I need and no one else. Hallelujah. It is Jesus that we need and no one else. What Jesus was telling there is, what you need today is not Lazarus. What you need is me. What you need is me. Hallelujah. And if you allow yourself to just hold on to me and say, it's okay. Hallelujah. Lord, all I need is you. Even after 4 days you came, I am so thankful. After 6 days I am here and I got you. Hallelujah. I am the resurrection and the life. Your Lazarus will rise again. Hallelujah. So by faith, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Hallelujah. So by faith we stand. What is faith? In Tamil service also I explained last 2-3 weeks. I have been trying about explaining what is faith. Faith is not, you saw when you went through MG Road, you saw Virat Kohli going in his Lamborghini car and suddenly, what came? Faith came. Lord, I also should have that same car next year, this time. That's not faith. That's greediness. Many people have mistimed that. That's faith. That's not faith. Faith is giving to the Lord. Faith is revealed in your giving to the Lord. Faith is seeing Jesus. What is faith? Seeing Jesus. That's faith. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author. So when you look at Jesus, he authors your faith. The author. I'm not telling all the establishments are on faith. It's all faith projects. But what happens after that? You get a car. You put your coolers and go, Mukala. That's not faith. In that car of yours, you put some tracts. And then you go for the work of the Lord. That is faith. You have a house of your own. Why? So that some people can come in, some men of God can come and refresh themselves. Some circle meetings can be hosted. Your place, the greatest vision for your house is my house should be the place of salvation for somebody. They should come and see the Lord. My education. Through that, people should see Jesus. My job. Not for me, so that I can get some money and I can go to Infantry Road and do what? Shopping. That's not faith. Faith is by what God has given you, what you do. You have a doubt? Take James chapter 2. Hallelujah. James chapter 2 and verse 17 onwards. We'll read. James 2:17. Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. It's being alone. So when you have faith and no works, it is dead. So today you are telling, Pastor, I have faith, but you are not telling a hallelujah. Your faith is dead. Offering back comes. Children came and gave me. If you don't have, that's a different story. If you gave multiple service, that's a different story. But that's one part. Singing to the Lord. Today the brothers led together and you are still above all. You are still above all. Where, Nandi Hills. Above all. But when you sing with your emotions, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, you were there before the world began. Hallelujah. That's faith. Faith in Christ, what it produces. Next verse. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. So many people will say, thou believest that there is one God. That's good. The devils also believe. And so in this level, in this faith level, all of you are equal. So the devils, did I say anything wrong? Don't remember. James 2. The devils also believe that there is one God and they tremble. They have something extra also. They tremble. We don't have that, no. How many of you
last time trembled before the Lord. This is trembling. We have a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. I won't change. You better change. That's what it means, that song. Unless you show me another interpretation for that. That's my personal... This is not the view of Shelter House Church, but the pastor's view. Take it like that. We can have conflict there. Devils go one extent more than you, and what they do? They tremble. So trembling before the Lord, that emotion, we like to shout with joy. Some people make church as a dance pub only. The only difference is, you are not in a pub, but you are in the, with dim lights, with smoke. Out of the smoke, what comes, you know? Locusts in Revelation 9. I'm not against smoke, anything. In the first century church, in the Old Testament temple, smoke filled the temple. That was the presence of the Lord, smoke. Here, how much ever this fellow is putting smoke, it's not enough. Friends, devils tremble when we come in the presence of the Lord. The Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness, rejoice before Him with trembling. Trembling, both are there. So what James, the half-brother of Jesus, is telling is, see, devils also believe that there's a... That's not faith. Now, what is the faith? Verse 20. But will thou know, O vain man? So if you think like that, you are a vain man. What is it called? Man, that's a special adjective. I don't know how many vain men and women are here today, but today you're changing. In Jesus' name. Amen. O vain man, that faith without works is dead. It's dead. So whatever I do out of my faith in Christ should reflect my relationship with the Lord. Does that mean that? Yes. I cannot take God as my father and put Him in his pocket. Hey, daddy. Some people call Him daddy now. Daddy. This is also daddy. That is also daddy. You call anything Baba. But don't profane the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. No hallelujahs will come? Okay. Tremble before Him at least. Tremble. The mountains tremble before the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a powerful God. It's a joy that we are here in the church. But serve Him. Telling, Lord, I am just a vapor. I am just a flower that we see today. Tomorrow I am gone. Nobody knows the place where I am. I was telling in the Tamil service. I attended some funerals in Kerala. In Kerala, our culture, this funeral takes place. No, I don't know how it's in Andhra. One day program only. So 9 o'clock the body will come. And then all of the people, oh, this man was such a good man, nice man. If at all this fellow had little ears, he would have come back to life. I never knew I was so good. Even the wife who never made him one bed coffee will... At least you ask me bed coffee. Now who will ask me for bed coffee? That also you will understand that time. So one hour, from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock full service. After that there is a love feast and all those things. We are thankful that the man is gone. Yeah, believers, I hope. No, that's why the love feast. I'm not against all those things. But in Bangalore, I attended one funeral. Half an hour, people come and put him in the ground and go. I'm like, never should this happen to me. Even if people say lies, I should go and be buried there. Where? One big day, full program only. Give love feast. Bangalore, big people. People are getting dead. And that cup is overflowing. Sorry, the cemetery, Hosur Road cemetery, all the Christians are being buried here. There will be, like how Bangalore traffic is, you know, when Jesus comes, I imagine there will be big traffic from Bangalore, Hosur Road cemetery. Because all of them are over one another. We have only a little land. All of us are there. Hallelujah. So what I'm trying to tell you is, this faith should be experienced and given while you're alive, not after death. So after I am dead, if people take my ashes and go and give it in Sabarmati or Ganga, I do not know. If that is the case, I am very happy. do anything and then somebody put the ashes and... That's not going to happen. Faith with vain man. Now, 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works? Who is our father? Abraham. He is our father. You better behave like his son. You know who is Abraham? He will call, catch you by the collar and... No collar is there. No, there you will have. You fellow, you said to me that I am your father, and what are you doing? You eat only Abraham. You know what is eating Abraham? That's a code word. Okay. Abraham, our father, justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar. Now, excuse me, who is Isaac? When he was hitting his century, God gave him a son. Touchwood, rosewood. You know, what all idioms are there? Anything else? Now that I'm not seeing Facebook. Facebook, if I see, I get a depression in my heart. Seriously. Some depression comes. So I just put my page. All of you like my page. You will never feel depressed or oppressed. Okay? If you like me. Naveen Garu, you like me, huh? So, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the... How many of you have offered your families on the altar? In this American culture, this is my thoughts, okay? It's not in the Bible. Sometimes we take the detour. First itself, the fellow who is getting married. Kumbidugire naan, kumbidugire. That is the way they propose. That time itself gone. Who is the head of the family? Is it in the American Bible or there's a different Bible is there? Oh, that's gentleish. Okay, probably gentleish. But I can't sometimes contain that. Please, pray, be a man and say, will you marry me? Not on the one leg and two leg. One leg, he's gone itself. That's what I am already on my knees. Now next this and then I'm flat. No wonder they call falling in love. Gone. See, if somebody go to America and, you know, many of them have the land. America, the land of... Remember, Trump is there. He will dump you. There is nothing like India. India is my country. All Indians are my brothers and sisters. I love my country and I am proud of its rich and varied heritage. I shall give my... parents, teachers, and all elders respect and treat everyone with courtesy. I shall be proud of its rich and varied heritage. I shall give my parents, teachers. Okay, that was a little bit. After 20 years, I'm telling it. To be worthy of it. And I shall give my parents, teachers, all elders respect and deal everyone with courtesy. To my country and my people, I pledge my... to their well-being and prosperity lies my Jay. How many of you told that pledge in the school? Yuvraj, marandittiya? Shankari, avlo saapadu kuduthu marandittu. I think my brain is better than all of you. Go check for brain. India is our country. Be proud of that. America will call you. Go and come back. Don't go H1. Some people are very crazy. They go in one visa. Adam's route only, you know. So this Infosys is sending him with this visa. Then his look is towards the client company. How can I? To the crooked God shows himself crooked. If Infosys gave you visa, stay faithfully there. Don't look for other greener pastures. Many people are there. You are accountable before the Lord. Surrender visa and come back to India. Shelter house is waiting for you. Huh? Reached already. Don't be over smart. See, these are all small, small things. Be devoted to your company. If they give you an L1 visa, I think that gives you that access, you know? That's what, no? L1 you can look here and there. H1 also you can look here and there. Then where we should not look here and there? L1 you cannot. L1, H1 you can. Oh, okay. H1 you can. So L1 you cannot. Okay. So rephrase accordingly. Okay. Our father Abraham was justified by his works when he had offered Isaac his son, his only son, on the altar. Many time I place my wife, my children on the altar. Seriously. Because they are mine. When I look at that little one who is coming up, I will say, Lord Jesus, I am incapable. You have to take care of him. And I place them. Lord, bless him with good health. The days which he lives, let him live for you. That's all. No doctor, engineer, and all, no need. If he is living for you, that's enough. If he learns to open the Bible, that's enough. My life will be accomplished when he writes the notes and comes and preaches with more passion, not in the hunky-funky jeans. That's a big... But you know, maintaining the decorum, serving the Lord with trembling, and probably, what do you say? That's offering. If I'm not offering him on the altar, I will say, Lord, make him a big guy, better than Mukesh Ambani. And what I will do? Somehow, by theft or steal? That's not the way. Have you offered your education to the Lord? Have you offered your careers to the Lord? You have that email there, no? You have a WhatsApp in the phone. Fellows, where are the EMF people? EMF guys, I am sending you some discussion there. Are you getting it? I know you all are busy. But who gave you that smartphone? Brothers, who gave you the smartphone? Don't be too oversmart that you reject my messages. So the pastor of the church. The pastor is still in the house. You better reply. Once in a week we have that discussions. Why I am doing that? Engaging your thoughts. So that you will offer your smartphone for his service. Tomorrow I take an offering. I've heard people have taken offering. Some pastors will put the car keychain in the offering bag. And others also will put. Pastor will take back the keychain and take all others' car. I've heard. Offer your smartphones to the Lord. What profile are you putting? Some people are in their romantic dreams only in their WhatsApp. When we understand that, there is some jagada in the family. You understand what I'm telling you? Suddenly they feel love for the husband and then, my goodness. If some child watches it, that's all. Let your profile pictures be. No, nobody will say hallelujah. No need to say, brother. This is our... May from your vaults... Now vaults are not these vaults. We are living in a new age. May your vaults be clean. May your likes be pure, holy. Like Shelter House Church and Pastor Ashley, not Rajinikanth and Kamal Hassan. No, like him, okay? Liking. If you want to know about the profile of a person, some people when they come for marriage, I will ask them, tell me first their Facebook. I will tell you what that person is. So, let your walls be clean. Let your profiles be active. Live humbly and gently before the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So Abraham offered Isaac on the altar. What did he offer? Hallelujah. So faith without works is dead. Offer your life for the work of his kingdom. Amen. So I'm in just number two point, no? Second point. By faith, we access grace. Faith is seeing Christ. When we see Christ, we are not withholding anything. We are giving it to the Lord. Our talents, our music. Some people ask me, Pastor, is it wrong for us to play in secular music? Well, this says it all. Abraham offered his son on the altar. Offer your musical talents on the altar. That from your guitar, strummings of praises will lift to the Lord. From your keyboard, the enemy will not be glorified, but Jesus will be glorified. Amen. Through your hairstyle, through your looking, through your walking, through your ways of dealing, let Jesus be revealed. That is why. By faith, you get access to this grace. Third, by the person of Christ, you get access to the grace of God. John chapter 1 and verse 16 and 17. Quickly, let's go. John chapter 1, 16 and 17. I will tell you six things today. So we are in the third. Quickly, we have to go. Hallelujah. John 1, 16 and 17. And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Grace upon grace. When you see Jesus, you receive so much. It's like this. When Modi ji campaigned, I like my Prime Minister. Shelter House loves the Prime Minister of India. We respect his authority. Other president is coming, no? Ramnath Kovind ji is coming. Kovind ji is having a time of his life. No, amazing. From a Dalit community, he is coming into the, you know, that's a big thing in Indian thing, you know, because we are deeply caste-rooted. Caste is big thing. Caste is God for us. But from a Dalit community, Ramnath Kovind is coming. It's a big thing. Anyway, there are a lot of political angle behind that and a lot of things. So our Modi ji said before the election that once he comes to power, he will bring out all the black money. He took all our money, black money, okay, black money. And then he said one more thing. He will put all in our bank accounts. How much lakh, you know? 15, remember that, only you remember. 15 lakhs. And with that, he asked people to open bank accounts, Jandan accounts, free bank accounts, so that they were promised that they may get it. We do not know. Probably before 2019, we may get it. What do you say, brother? We may get it. So, we are waiting for that. But now, when we come into Christ, there is something that is deposited in your account so much. And that's the grace of God. Hallelujah. That you will not look here and there again, but you will look at the beauty of Christ. Hallelujah. You get so much of grace. Grace to live. Grace to walk. I knew only Christ. And I'm still learning to follow Christ. I got a good wife. I got a good children. I didn't write any love letter. If I wrote some love letters, it's to the Lord. But it all came. It all fell in place. I'm not telling my life is rosy and without any problems. We all have problems. But Jesus has deposited grace in my account, so that whenever I am needy, I can just access that grace and move on to the destiny of Christ. Amen. Let me tell you one more thing. You all who are attending this service today, is an effect of God's grace on my life. When I started this way back in 2008, in that behind, now it has become, that way has become so. Priya used to come. That time she was passionate on fire. Even if I am not coming to church, she will come. Then she went to America, went to Vineyard and praising God. You are still my trump card, Priya. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. One trump card I have, it's Priya. You know what is trump card? The winning card, yeah. That's the right, the winning card. All of you are my trumpet. So when we started this winner, that time this BDA, this DLF was not there. It was all deserted. I still remember Wilson, before getting married, he was also full-time in the church. After he's getting married, you know, wife pressure, life pressure, children pressure, all. It's all natural, you know. He climbed the third floor building and put a Coca-Cola themed banner, or first banner, in a third story building. And the owner got so agitated, he came and destroyed it. That's a big story. So this road, the back road, the Paramount Pilatus road, just deserted. So Priya used to walk. I remember Wednesday night, she will walk from there. I will say, come on, you're doing danger. She said, even if devils come, they will be afraid of me. I said, okay, God bless your faith. She will come. We had candlelight prayer services there in that another hall. I never saw any of you there. I never knew that a Filson will walk into the church. I never knew that a Karishma would walk into the church. I never knew that Shraddha will come into the church. I never knew all of you coming to the church. Yuvraj, suddenly the app man is coming in. I didn't see auntie there. We are all the effects of grace. I want to tell you once again, all of you who are in the church, we are all the effects of the grace of God. And accept the grace of God with humility. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. In the grace of God, you have your partner. In the grace of God, you have your children. In the grace of God, all the things are there. Don't jump away from the grace. Like how some frogs want to jump from this well to the other well. You know that? This well is not good. So we jump what? From this well to? You are losing the grace of God. Never jump here and there. So, from the person of Christ, seek, make it your life ambition. What was Paul saying? That I may know Christ. In Philippians 3, we read that I may know Christ. How many of you have that aim? I want to know Jesus. So, as much as you know Christ, that much of God's grace is being given in your life. From today on, you're going to know Christ. Amen. From today on, the grace of God is coming up on your life. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Make it your ambition to praise Christ. Make it your ambition to know the Lord Jesus. Number four, to access grace, you have to have a prayer life. What is that? Hebrews 4 and verse 16. Hebrews 4 and verse 16. I'm almost through. Just two more things. Everybody say, just two more things. No, with this three more. We will wind it up. Don't worry. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4 and verse 16. Let us. Everybody say, let us. So there are two or three people there, no? Let us means. It doesn't say, let me. Christian life is not me. Christian life is us. Hallelujah. Church life is us together. Life together. Us. Let us, therefore, come boldly. Everybody say boldly. Boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, Paul is imagining there was a tabernacle. How many of you know? In the Old Testament time, there was a tabernacle, there was the outer court, there was the holy place, most holy place. Inside the most holy place was the throne, the Lord's Ark of Covenant, in the Ark of Covenant. So if you go and touch the Ark of Covenant, what will happen? Die. You want to die, you just go inside, that's all. Only the priest used to go there, once in a year, with the blood shaking. People say they put that the rope and chain. So when the chain is lifeless, we understand he has died in the office. Pulling. So God was so, because sin was so much, God did not tolerate anything. Any nonsense you do, immediately judgment only. So Moses want to know some people who are against him. From his sister and brother, leprosy came. Moses was, you Lord, please don't do this much on my own brother, and he pleaded for it. So immediately, instant results came. But in the New Testament times, Paul says this is a throne of grace. Means, when you know that you have sinned, how many of you have sinned? We all have sins in our doing, in our conduct, in all those things. Now let's come to Hebrews 4 and verse 12 onwards. Read it quickly. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Today, the word of God is coming, and suddenly your thoughts are discerned. Oh, I am a very bad man. Word of God is coming. Oh, you, I have treated the Lord. While we were talking about trembling, I have treated the Lord with contempt. Word of God. Hallelujah. When they minister to you, you will not lack any grace in your life. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. I still remember that old man of God who wore white and white, white dhoti and white. There will be the Rin people, if they got hold of them, they would make a big ad, because they were so holy. They never even wanted a stain of blackness in their life. But if I do like that, nobody will come to see me. That's what I'm not doing. And with a good coat so that you can see. That doesn't mean. What I'm trying to tell you is, those old wonderful men of God, their one sight was enough. Your life is changed. Grace upon you. Hallelujah. So respect your pastor. Respect your pastoral family. Respect the apostles. Dr. Jabrat Samuel, the wonderful man of God. We have frequent meetings with him. Hallelujah. In our conferences, we have the respected ministry of many men of God. Hallelujah. How many of you know that many men of God come to Shelter House? Last month, we had Dr. Andrew coming here. Imparted grace. That's the amount of grace. Every week, I impart grace upon you. So never bunk your church. Hallelujah. Let's all rise up to our feet. I gave you 6 points in which you can access God's grace. I pray that you will catch hold of all 6 of them. Hallelujah. You know, when there is a jerk in the bus, when you're traveling, you will catch hold of the rope with both hands. Sometimes life jerks can be six at one stretch. All six. We don't have only two hands. But with that two hands, we should catch hold of all these six grace mediums in your life. Hallelujah.